about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Now what's this? So the Nonimum, they're calling it out. We have Octomom, right? Nadia Sulman, who's filed for bankruptcy. Now we have Nonimum, who is supposed to be the mom pregnant in Mexico with 9 fetuses. Now doctors are saying she's not pregnant. She's psychotic. She's not pregnant because she had her fallopian tubes removed 4 years ago. One even claims he did her pelvic ultrasound and the uterus is empty. So they say Carla Vanessa Perez, because her fallopian tubes have been removed, it's impossible to be carrying non-uplets. Non-uplets. They say that the 32-year-old has been branded a liar for saying she'd given birth to triplets just a week before. What's the story here? They say she's not pregnant. She's obese. They say she does. She's obese. I mean, you'd have to be really obese to pretend you're carrying 9 fetuses. It just, I don't know what to believe anymore. She does have 3 children with her car mechanic husband, Juan Bernardo Garcia Morales, but they're 4, 12, and 15, not triplets. So I guess because she had the salpingectomy, which is the bilateral fallopian tube removal, basically kind of like a tube. Whether you get your tubes tied or removed, it's very difficult, obviously, to get pregnant. You can still get pregnant. You can. I've had women who had their tubes tied that still got pregnant, but not with non-uplets. They say the woman needs urgent psychiatric help because now the hoax has been discovered. She will not know how to confront it, how to solve the problem she created. I wonder if people send her money. They say she will become terribly depressed, which could lead her to hurting herself and could possibly try and commit suicide. While the app, I don't know if she had IVF. I was wondering. Yeah, they say she was supposed to give birth in 3 weeks. She's supposed to give birth in less than 3 weeks to 9 babies. Now, I mean, maybe they're still there. I don't know. She probably needs to have a little talk with Octomom. Maybe Octomom could help her through this. Not that. I know. You just wonder what people are thinking. Now, I tried to validate this and confirm this, but every other source is saying, oh, there's a pregnant woman in Mexico with 9 fetuses, fetuses. And I'm like, really? 9 fetuses? 9 fetuses. Non-fetuses. Sounds like a food. So I don't know. I know all of you are with bated breath waiting to see what happens. And so I guess I'll keep you posted. But if this woman is just faking it, man, I'm a little chunky, in certain areas. Some areas are pretty tight. Mm-hmm. Pretty well defined. And a little bit of tummy fat. A little bit. Why don't we, if that's how you make money, I could say, I'm pregnant. With my belly fat, I'd probably have to say 11 uplets. All right, what do we got today for the Dr. Dahlia Show? Okay, apparently a transgender woman, a man that transgenderized, was denied mammograms because he had grown breast tissue. His insurance company wouldn't let him get a mammogram because he's a man. And he does win health insurance coverage for that. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Facebook now will let you add organ donor to your member profile to help other people know that you are an organ donor, which is really nice. And finally, Facebook's doing something that doesn't drive us crazy. I guess many of us who cannot stand wearing high heels and just wearing any types of pumps or shoes, you can now have something called a lope job, I guess, where they can put Botox and filler into your feet, even numb your feet. So that may be pretty cool. We are also going to talk about how the sleep helps you fight obesity. which is good because I took a nap before the show, and I'm going to probably take another nap after the show. I like to sleep. Sometimes I even take a nap in the middle of my show. You know, I know you all don't listen all 3 hours. How do I know? I don't know, it's a guess, right? So, you know, guess which segment I just kind of nod off and I go, I can't do it. I should do that. That'd be a great contest. Okay, that's how I could tell if you guys are listening. Which hour in which segment did Dr. Dahlia fall asleep during her own show? And that's how I know you guys are listening. Everybody pretends they listen to my show. I get all the time. People come into my office, drug reps, patients. Oh, yeah, I listen to your show. No, you don't. No, you don't, because then you'd remember that I fell asleep. All right, let me see. Dolphins also are getting bullied. We think one dolphin was bullied into getting stuck in the wetland. We'll talk about that. And I guess garlic fights food poisoning bacteria, which is very, very good because some of us get food poisoning and explosive diarrhea. So we got a lot to talk. We have a lot to talk about. I'm sorry. We got to do something with our sounds. Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. This looks really good. I'm just looking at everything I talk about. Man, I don't know if I have the energy to go through all this. I didn't really take that good a nap. 3 hours of this stuff. Whew. I don't know how y'all do it, but I know, I believe you. You listen to my show for 3 hours. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H dot, or that's just my Twitter handle. Then you have, you know what? I can't stand that they call Twitter handles. A real handle is CB, your CB handle. Don't try to act like you're a trucker. Right? And you got a cool CB handle being on Twitter. All right? Now, yeah, some people do have some cool handles, but, you know, they try to say Twitter handle. No. Twitter, tweet, no. That's really not, you know, the burly, husky, trucker type terminology, okay? Don't try and call it a handle. A CB handle is a CB handle. All right? Okay, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was trying to find some cool, CB handles, all right, that we used to use. I don't remember what my father's was. I mean, I remember whatever it was. It was really, really cool, right? I hear, though, some women will, I guess, I didn't realize how dirty the lingo can be. I didn't realize that. I'm looking here. One woman calls herself the bald eagle. Now, really? Really? Right? Okay, landing strip? No. Okay, I don't think they really get this whole CB handle thing. Okay, but then I'm looking at, okay, well, it starts not because of your handle. It's because of what I guess truckers and everybody use in terms of the road. Like, I didn't realize that. I was trying to look, like, let's say you have to say, I gotta go to the bathroom. I can't find that. How do you say, I have to go to the bathroom in trucker lingo? So, whether we're live or not, I want you to call in. You can even leave a message on our answer line. Any of you truckers out there, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If I'm driving a truck and I have to, go to the bathroom, okay? I mean, I can't say how usually you say it. How do you do that in trucker lingo? Now, it says here you guys call a rest area Pickle Park. Really? Pickle Park? And then let me see. This is interesting. This is interesting. You guys call a woman a beaver. Now, yeah, I got a beaver. What? Really, people? Really? You know, I didn't realize how risque this all is here, okay? Now, I guess backslide is return trip. Bear is police officer. City kitty is city police. I remember that. Bird dog, radar detector. That wasn't around when my dad was driving, and he would definitely have some issues. Not that he drove a truck. Just when he drove, he just thought he was a trucker. He just kind of, you know, unlike me, I like to pretend. Let me see what else you guys have. Sesame Street is CB Channel 19. What? Does that make any sense? Radio check that. I know. Double nickel 55. You don't hear that anymore, double nickel, because most highways aren't 55 anymore. Huh. All right, interesting stuff. But really, keep it clean. Don't need to be calling female drivers there. Seat cover. Toilet seat cover. Seat cover. What's that supposed to mean, toilet seat cover? What? Is that a woman you dated that had gonorrhea or chlamydia? So you now use toilet seat cover? I don't get it. All right, well, I'm sure y'all will kind of fill me in on some of the best CB lingo and handles. Yeah, because I want to talk about that later this week. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I guess my handle would probably be double D. A double D or a triple F. Okay. Here we go. Transgender woman's wins health insurance coverage from mammogram. Beth Scott, a New Jersey native, has reached a landslide settlement with Aetna and an apology. Apparently she has battled, she has battled for 2 years with the insurance company, who will now reimburse her the cost of the mammogram. She's 44 years old. From what I understand, had to pay $385 out of pocket for a mammogram. I guess the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund helped fight them. Let me see. I know she was born a man, developed breasts after receiving estrogen treatments, began the transformation in 2007, surgically reducing the size of her Adam's apple, then undergoing a hormone regimen. Okay, so apparently, from what I understand, Aetna or the health insurance said, well, no, we can't cover it because we don't cover anything that has to deal with sex or sexual characteristics from sex reassignment surgery. Now, here's the thing, and I know many people are like, wait, is this what healthcare is paid for? But keep in mind here, I order mammograms on men also. Okay, if you're going to cover a mammogram for a female, you're going to cover a mammogram for a male, then you might as well also cover it for transgender. You see what I mean? Men can get breast cancer. So if a and I know I always have to think this through when I say it. If a man wants to become a woman, gets transgender estrogen stimulatory injections, grows breast tissue, he could still get breast cancer. Even though it's now a she. You understand that? So, no, I don't think they can lactate. Now, I tried to find how many transgender cases have actually had breast cancer. From what I understand, the majority of transgender cases were women that turned male. But they still had breast tissue. For men turning female, I saw one source saying there were 4 cases. I can't find anything else, though, to verify that. So, basically, I guess, if we're going to summarize, anybody with breast or breast tissue, which can be man, woman, transgender, we probably have to have the ability to have a mammogram there, okay? I know everybody's like, what? What's going on? I don't get it. Huh? Yeah, you know, that's, you know, you know, transgender sexual reassignment surgery, that's going to be the next big wave. You know, a lot of people that don't want to live in the body that they're living in are going to want to change it. Now, the big question is it going to be on the government's dime? Is it going to be yours or my dime? From what I understand, in this current administration, they are a little bit more lenient towards coverage of that. Again, I'm not sure where this is going to go. because, like I've discussed, as much as I do understand the psychological implications of being in a body that you don't want to be, Lord knows I don't like the body I'm in, okay? I mean, you know, if I could make some changes, I think I'd be more psychologically sound. But if we're talking about not covering blind children, not covering, Alzheimer's treatment, kidney transplants, etc., we're going to have to triage, we're going to have to ration. And as with the way the whole healthcare system is going, how I've been preparing all of us, where if we want something done, we're going to have to pay cash for it later. Same thing with our transgender population. I'm telling everybody, whether you're transgender or not, certain services that insurance used to provide that we're hoping will provide later, probably not. So start saving some cash. You know, this is not looking good. You know, we've already seen them try to maybe now reuse kidneys and reuse transplants, because if one doesn't work in somebody, rip it out as quickly as possible and try to use it in somebody else. You know, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if we only have X amount of transplant organs, stem cell therapies, etc. You know, I don't know what our insurance is going to decide to pay for. You know, for example, we were talking about mammograms. Tying an insurance company, they have to cover a mammogram. They'll say, all right, you'll get that mammogram. I will cover that mammogram. But that's it. Okay, not the biopsy. Not the coning in views, not the magnification views, the spot compression. We got to be very careful where this is going. And so, like I said, many of you considering transgender surgery, don't be surprised if you're going to have to pay cash for it later, because it looks like most of our services are going to later have to be anything that we want over that skeleton, bare, basic plan that Washington is going to promise us that insurance companies are going to cover, boom, will be very limited. See, I got to make shorter sentences. I start a sentence, I go on, I throw a couple commas in there, and before I finish the end of the sentence, I forgot what my subject is. That's something I need to work on. That is. Now, I need to find a story. I guess they were talking about how when Obamacare was first passed a few years ago, President Obama said, you will not have to worry about losing your insurance. You don't have to worry about losing your insurance. You'll get to save your insurance. Now, I said, that's kind of ridiculous, because if you lose your job, you lose your insurance. If your employer loses money, he's going to switch your insurance, right, and find a cheaper plan. So to me, that never made any sense. If your insurance switches to a quote-unquote public option, which they were contemplating, and they decide not to go with the public option, your insurance is changing. So that never made sense. But I guess today in the news they were reporting that if you really look in the Obamacare law, they actually incentivize companies to change the insurance. Now, we knew this also, because remember they were talking about the Cadillac plans. And they said, if you have a Cadillac plan, if you offer a Cadillac plan, you're going to have to pay more. So that already made people say, oh, okay, well, then maybe we better get rid of the Cadillac plan so we don't have to pay more. So, you know, this is just one big cluster. And it doesn't make any sense that our healthcare system is still the mess that it's in, and nothing's been done. And whatever they tried to pass was a complete waste of time, and now we're sitting here in limbo. But one thing we're going to talk about when we return back from the break is, with transplants being so few and far between, organ donors being less and less available, Facebook is now trying to help with that and will make it easier for us to get an organ buddy. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you wrote in during commercial, I'm a commercial driver. My handle for my wife used to be Jelly Roll. Come on, be nice. Be nice. That would be funny, though. That would be a fun segment. What do you call your wives or your mother-in-laws in CB lingo? That would be interesting. Okay. Yeah, come on, but be nice. I'm sorry. I love those kinds of jokes. I think it's funny. Even though I'm a wife, and even though my husband is probably using the same type of terms, I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, because I know he plays World of Warcraft. And I am sure he types, like, if I'm coming into a room, you know, I doubt he calls me Jelly Roll, maybe Toe Jam. I bet he says something like Toe Jam. I'm like, huh. You say Toe Jam is coming. Who's Toe Jam? Oh, nothing, my love. what do you call me on World of Warcraft? My love? Polony. What are you going to do? Okay, so Facebook has announced plans today to encourage its 161 million members, including Dr. Dahlia, to add their organ donor status to their timeline, as well as their birth dates and schools. The company hopes the move will encourage more people to register as donors. They say, apparently, organ donation experts say the plan has the potential to produce a quote-unquote profound effect and spur people to sign up at motor vehicle departments or online registry. I have to admit, it's very interesting how now you have to decide to be an organ donor. Usually, you know, you go to the DMV, you're in a rush, you wait hours, you finally get called, number 852. So you get up there, you finally, you know, you're like, oh man, it's about time, it's like 8 o'clock at night. You want to get home, they go, are you going to be an organ donor? You go, say what? Are you an organ donor? Yes or no? And you're like, I didn't give it much thought. I sat in the waiting room for 8 hours. I didn't think, I don't know. Just put no for now. You see, that's not the best way to register. You know, you gotta think about it, gotta come up with a plan, decide to do it. So, Facebook. I mean, more people spend time on Facebook than they do at the DMV. Now, they probably at the DMV should put a sign, look, you're going to be here for 4 to 8 hours. If you're going to be at the DMV for 4 to 8 hours, these are things you should think of. Number one, if there's food in your teeth for your picture. Number two, if you need to pluck any whiskers from your chin, Lord knows I wish they would have given me that warning. Number three, are you considering organ donation? And then this way, when you do finally get up to the counter, I don't know how you who work, whoever out there works at the DMV does it, because you guys must, I doubt you ever get a smile. I mean, you probably get a smile from number one. You know, number one probably gives you a smile, but everybody else, like number two, probably waits a good hour. And then they come up to go, wait a second, number two. I was number two. How did I have to wait an hour being number two? Anyway, okay, according to the Times, a person declaring he or she would like to be an organ donor on Facebook could lead to more organ donations because it could indicate consent to family members who are deciding whether or not to donate a loved one's organs. Y'all can have my uterus. Let me just say that. All right. They say this is going to be a historic day in transplant. He said many of 7,000 people who die waiting for an organ do so because there are not enough donors. The math will radically change. I think so. You know, good for Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, chief operating officer. You know, good for them. I think that's nice. You let people know. But then on the flip side, do you want everybody, you know, trying to be your friend? You know, I mean, I have enough people trying to be Facebook friends, and I don't mind. I like Facebook friends. But are they trying to be my friend because they want my ovaries, or, you know, they want my kidneys? You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I love your show. You don't even listen to my show. And you'll donate me a kidney. No, I will not donate you a kidney. So, you know, you got to be careful, because some of your Facebook buddies may not be the authentic, sincere friends that, you know, you usually get when you put your name on Facebook and somebody asks to be your Facebook buddy. They may not be those real, sincere, lifelong, heartfelt friendships that you've been longing for now that you put your organ donation status. They may be a little bit superficial. I'm just preparing you all, okay? I know many of you have all these buddies. You invite them to your birthday parties, but still. Okay. Now, I guess doctors are having a big problem. I don't have a problem with this. Yeah, I am a doctor. People are like, Dr. Dahlia, you a real doctor? I mean, like a real one? Yeah, I have an MD. Yeah, but what does that mean? Yeah, I'm a real doctor. I'm a medical doctor. That's what an MD means. Okay? I'm also 36-22-34. Now, McDonald's is a sponsor for the London Olympics. And a British doctor's group says it's sending the wrong message in a country with blatant obesity. Now, Big Macs, fries, and milkshakes, they say, will be a part of McDonald's exclusively branded menu at the Olympics. Oh, that sounds yummy. And the fast food giant will soon be opening its largest franchise in the world, a two-story cathedral-like restaurant that seats 1,500 customers at London's Olympic Park. McDonald's will be the only restaurateur allowed to sell brand name food at the Games, and there will also be a separate McDonald's within the Athletes Village, in addition to three others in the Olympic Park. You think that's enough? Alongside McDonald's, Coca-Cola has the exclusive right to sell non-alcoholic drinks at Olympic venues. Well, what about a rum and Coke? I guess no rum and Cokes. Heineken has been named the game's official beer. All right, now you're looking at this, and you're like, okay, so what's the big deal? Well, apparently the doctors are saying, wait a second. All right, they say it's very sad that an event that celebrates the very best of athletic achievement should be sponsored by companies contributing to the obesity problem and unhealthy habits. So what are you saying? There won't be any sponsors? Like, you know, you want to have beer sponsors. You want to have fast food. I mean, let's say you have another hamburger joint. And that hamburger joint is called Hamburger Joint. Are you saying they are a safer choice? Are you saying they are a better choice? You know, people that are going to the Olympics, or let's say people that go to a Dodgers game, et cetera, right? They like to get a dog. Give them a hot dog. Or they want a burger. Or they want a jelly roll. Anyway, they want something. Okay, they're probably not going to ask for sprouts and rice cake and tofu. They're going to want to eat on the run, which means any business that puts, I guess, up a restaurant in this crappy recession that we're in is going to probably market food that most people are going to want. And most people, despite the obesity epidemic, want hamburger fries and a drink. All right, that's just what they've wanted. They've wanted that since hamburgers were discovered. I think the first hamburger was made, what, in the 20s? First cheeseburger was made, I believe, in the 20s to 30s. And then, of course, McDonald's comes out, I think, in the early 50s. I don't remember, but, you know, so, you know, here they are. They're blasting McDonald's for Olympic sponsorship. Any other company that sells food, I mean, are they also going to be criticized because they have a hamburger, because they have fries? You know, listen, a company has to also exist. If there was no demand, there'd be no supply. That's why we have supply and demand. You know, and the pendulum could swing. We could get everybody on tofu. We could get everybody on fish and vegetables. And I'm going to tell you, within 36 minutes, the pendulum is going to swing back and everybody's going to want their ho-hos, or they're going to want their chips. Okay? I mean, they'll feel like they had been starving for 36 minutes, which means if there's a demand, somebody's going to be there to supply. And I, as much as I have a problem with obesity, I have a problem with high fructose corn syrup and sodas, I have a problem with children eating fast food as meals, I still feel McDonald's has a right to open up their establishment and sell what they want to sell. If people don't want their fattening food, then they don't go in there. Okay, parents need to control what the kids eat, not the stores. Now, yes, it would be nice to use healthier ingredients. It would be nice to have less saturated fats. Absolutely. I agree with that. But everybody, it's McDonald's bashing for the last 3 years. And I've got to tell you, McDonald's isn't the only place. Going to any restaurant, they have fatty food, especially burgers. Don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you dance. Yeah, it's hard to dance in a car. I tried doing that. There was a Prince song that came on. I started trying to groove to it. You know, somebody looks at me. I'm like, look, that's the best I could do while sitting and seatbelted, okay? It's the best I can. I mean, maybe I could roll the seat back a little bit. I hate doing that when you're driving. I don't have one of the fancy cars where you have the button that can make you slide back and forth. You know, you got to reach down between your legs underneath the seat, and there's some bar there. You have to pull up on the bar, and then of course you go back too far, and then, you know, and trying to do that while you drive is ridiculous, because, you know, your foot then slams on the brake as you're, you know, going back and forth in your seat. I got to get a new bar. I want something nice and smooth. Maybe when we get out of this recession, I'll be able to have a car that has one of those real nice buttons that make it just go back and forth. All you have to do is push a button. That'd be nice. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to give a shout-out to Gaylord, Michigan and Transverse City, Michigan. They listen to my show. They don't get the show live. I think they catch the show after I'm live, so I get many of your questions, and I'm sorry if I can't talk to you live, but you have great questions. I'll try to get to them as I can, and I really appreciate you guys listening. You guys have been listening, I think, for about a year and a half now, and you guys are great, faithful listeners, so thank you guys out there. Now, I'm not forgetting about people in Pahrump, Nevada. I love all you guys, but I just have to shout out to my, I think it's my WSRT affiliates. Okay, now, garlic fights food poisoning bacteria. They say scientists have found a compound in garlic that is 100 times more effective at fighting the common type of bacteria that causes food poisoning called Campylobacter. It apparently, garlic does better, 100 times better than two types of antibiotics. Now, Campylobacter, it looks like camp and then E-Y, lobacter, commonly found in poultry, kind of inside the fishy part of poultry. So people think they have salmonella poisoning when it's actually Campylobacter. And the food poisoning, again, of course, you know, fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, etc. You don't feel too good. Now, they say cases of food poisoning have been rising in recent years due partly to an increasing fondness of serving pink chicken liver pate. Really? Pate? I don't like pate. Is pate like chicken liver? I remember when I was younger, my grandmother always made us eat chicken liver. It was disgusting. First, it's brown, so it looks like poop. Second, it's a liver. Then she's like, no, but it's not liver, it's chicken liver. Like, I don't want to eat chicken liver. It looks disgusting. We don't have any other food in the Depression. This is what we have to eat. All right, finally, chicken liver. Oh, I hated it. Researchers at Washington State University in the U.S. have found that a compound derived from garlic called dialyl sulfide is particularly effective at penetrating the slimy film that protects colonies of Campylobacter. That's why we call them Campylobacter, because they kind of have a little camp around them. And, you know, when you camp out, you get kind of slimy from, yeah. My microbiology teacher would be really upset with me now. All right, so they said erythromycin and ciprofloxacin, Cipro, that we use in the lab to, or we use as antibiotics to kill the Campylobacter infection, they say garlic is 100 times more. Or the dialyl sulfide. They say dialyl sulfide can make many foods safer to eat, which means we could all eat our chicken pate. They say it can be used to clean food preparation surfaces and as a preservative in packaged foods like potato and pasta salads, kosa, and deli meats. The study is published. Okay, you guys all want the journal because then you're going to go run and get it. The Journal of Antimicrobial Chemotherapy. However, the authors say, please don't buy the journal all at once. Walk to the store. I'm sorry. I tell you. I know I should be helping these people out and buying these journals. I get advertisements for these journals of herpetic lesion, journal of vesicular rashes, and I gotta tell you, I don't want to spend the money. I don't want a journal on the back of my toilet seat that has vesicular rashes. I got journals with Lindsay Lohan, and you know what, by the way, what's her name? Jessica Simpson had a baby. She had a baby girl, Maxwell Drew, 9 pounds, 13 ounces, big baby. I wonder if Jessica Simpson had gestational diabetes. And when you start to make babies that big, over 8 pounds, kind of wonder. Maybe she had gestational diabetes. She got big with a pregnancy. Anyway, she gave birth to Maxwell Drew. They're going to call the kid Maxipad. Okay, so anyway, the authors say eating while eating garlic. Now, see, there's a typo. The authors said that white eating garlic was generally a healthy thing to do. I think they misspelled it. Oh, this must have come from Britain. Yeah, Britain. You know, it's interesting. In one of the articles talking about this garlic, they say garlic helps fight dicky tummy. What is dicky tummy in English? See, I thought we have the same language as Great Britain. But they use completely, like fight is row. They go, there was a row on May Day. I guess in Seattle or Portland, I don't know, there were people fighting on May Day. But they said it wasn't a fight, it was a row. I'm like, what's a boat doing in the middle of the street? So I got to learn the British language. Okay, so anyway, garlic helps fight dicky tummy, whatever the heck that is. All right. Okay, can't blow back to that's good. That was a very interesting segment. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, what are we going to talk here? Women are getting plastic surgery in their feet so they could wear shoes. I guess the operation called Lobe Job after shoe designer Christian Louboutin. Am I pronouncing that right? My shoes are Target shoes, so I don't know these Louboutin shoes. But anyway, Louboutin. Is that how you pronounce these fancy shoes? I know women have, you know, they like to shop the fancy stuff. I just can't pronounce them because I usually don't get, you know. But anyway, it's called Lobe Job. Involves injecting a dermal filler into the toes, heels, and balls of the feet in order to cushion the feet from the agony of clopping around in high heels. It's true. I had to wear high heels for the Fast Gala we put on. Then we had another fundraising gala the next day. And, I mean, I could not wear my shoes. I always have to take off my shoes, and they look good. And you walk around barefoot. But anyway, apparently people even Botox. Some women have Botox in their feet to numb their nerves from the pain of wearing high heels. I would not do that. Or to deaden the sweat gland so they don't stink. Now, we've talked about that, using Botox for hyperhidrosis. Botox would temporarily stop your sweat glands. Again, I don't know if I would. I mean, here's my thing. I am going to probably any month now need to start Botoxing, because I know many of you look at the radio and you don't look like the way I look. So I'm going to have to eventually start Botoxing. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to waste my Botox. I mean, if there's only X amount, you know, your lifetime maximum of Botox you're allowed to receive, I'm not going to waste it on my feet. I'll just walk around barefoot if I have to, because Lord knows I'm going to need plenty of it in my face. But I didn't realize that. So women are, you know, Botoxing, derm filler, another thing I'm going to need big time. And there was something else, Botox, derm filler, collagen. So I guess if it helps, I mean, it's very difficult to look like a lady these days. I don't know why we do it. I mean, I know I've been married, what, almost 16 years? This will be my 16th year. I mean, I don't want to embarrass my husband, but I got to tell you, I can't wear the shoes. I can't wear the mini skirts I used to. I can't even wear the control tops. They hurt. I can't wear the girdles. I'm just, you know, honestly, I could really don a muumuu. And I am hoping that fashion changes to the point where muumuus are in. I mean, imagine, you could really do a lot with a muumuu, and then you could wear flip-flops. Oh, my poor husband. All right, we got more to talk about. Tasers. You get tased, you could have a heart attack. Well, we all knew that, but we got more coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show. If not, you have a great rest of the day. God bless our troops. God bless America, and God bless you all. Thank you for listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.